this group of beautiful faces. How are you today? Everybody good? Everybody good? Last week we talked about what time of year it was. And what time of year was it? Back to
school
time. Yay! And this week we're going to talk about something else that's back to time for. And it's back to choir rehearsal. Yay! See, Sally? Woo! Back to choir time. You know, so I got a story to go with that this morning. And it's back to choir. Back to choir practice. Back to having choir in the church. You ever heard of Johann Sebastian Bach?
No.
Lori? Never heard? You have music history? Well, he lived about 300 years ago, so it's probably not somebody you would meet on the street. But it was. But he wrote a lot of music, and he wrote a lot of hymns. One of the hymns he wrote, that's why I had to run and get my book, was called O Sacred Head Now Wounded. And that's in our hymnal. And every song that he wrote, down at the bottom where he would normally maybe sign his name, he wrote the initials SDG. And they stood for Soli Deo Gloria, which means to God alone be the glory. So everything that he wrote, he was giving to the glory of God. So Mr. Bach, he used his music. He had a beautiful voice, I understand. And he used his music all of his life for the glory of God. And so it occurred to me that we have a lot of beautiful music in our church, and it means a lot to different things to all of us, but beautiful music. We have the piano. We have our choir that's going to start again soon. We have our congregational singing. We have the trumpet and the banjo and lots of special music like the marksman that we heard this morning. And when our choir starts back up, they need to fill all those robes. You know, we got all these robes and we need people in them. And so I made a list of excuses. So here is the number one excuse for somebody that doesn't want to sing in the choir. And it's the one I use all the time. I can't carry a tune in a bucket. You know? However, I also checked out the Bible, which says in Psalm 66, verse 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It does not say bring your beautiful voice to the Lord. It says make a joyful noise. So then there's excuse number two. Anybody know what excuse number two is? I don't like that music. I just don't like that music. But you know what? The Bible also says sing to God, not sing to you, sing to the next person sitting next to you, but make music for the Lord, because he created music. He likes all kinds. It doesn't matter. Sing to the Lord. And the third reason is I don't even know that song. I don't know those words, don't know them at all, but we've made it easy. We've put it up here on the screen for you. We've got a screen in the back, so if you're singing in the choir, you can look right there. And the Bible in Psalms, again, Psalms, only four times in the Bible it says, sing a new song. I will sing a new song to the Lord. Now, me, I love the old songs. I love every single one of them. I love the old songs. I like to sing them over and over again. I like to see, Nicole does too. I like to sing the ones that we've sung every week, and I still love them. But I like the new ones too, and so does God. And it says, sing a new song to the Lord in Psalm 99, verse 1, and several other times. So I want you to think about joining the choir. I want you to think about using your talent. Even if it's not a musical talent, we all have talents for the Lord. So think about it as we go back to school, as we go back to choir practice. Think about using your talent for the Lord and giving Him that little piece of you that belongs to Him, what He created in you. We have a word of prayer, and then I think we're going to have Loud Sunday. So stay right here for the pastor to tell us about it, okay? So let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for the talent that You've given to us. Whatever talent You have given to us, Lord, help us to use it. To God alone be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.